And in studio this morning, we've got Brian Berringer, principal, Lapine Middle School. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in. First of all, got to get your background. Tell us a little bit about you and how you landed in Lapine.
Yeah, originally from Denver, Colorado. Had lived there my whole life. Moved here about 3 years ago with my wife and two boys. And it's been great. You know, I have a lot of family there, but Bend and Lapine have really taken me in. So I've enjoyed my time here, and I just love it here. So I ended up getting the job a few years ago at Lapine Middle School. I had done high school in Denver for 4 years as a principal before, did some athletic director, assistant principal, things like that, kind of right close to downtown Denver. And then I taught K-12 PE and did a little bit of science before that. So kind of been in education for a while now. So, but it's been good. So I've enjoyed my time. Love Ben Lapine Schools. Love being here. It's been great. So
when our boys were going through school, we described middle school, no offense, but we described middle school as the meat grinder.
Yeah. Tough time, you know, a lot of changes going on with students at that age. You know, elementary school's pretty, you know, cut in stone of, you know, grade level classes, you know, kinder through fifth, you know, in high school. There's a little bit more maturity there, whatnot, you know, so, but I think it's a very important time in a student's life, just because trying to develop them as a person, you know, and kind of find what their interests are, you know, work on their selves as they're maturing, you know, and starting to get ideas that are a little bit different, you know, and find out what their interests are, you know. So yeah, middle school is a challenging time, but it's also very rewarding when you have success and students are starting to, you know, change and find themselves and figure out who they are and what they want to be, you know. So it's good. So I enjoy it. I'd done high school for a while and it was complete difference. I was a little nervous when I was like, oh, I'm going to middle school. But it's been nothing but great. I enjoy Lapine Middle School so much. I love the students and our staff is just fantastic. It's a great place. So
what successes have you had?
As far as what we've had some success in over the last few years, we've had a big jump in enrollment. I think when we first got there, we were around 250, 255 students. This year we have about 318 registered and enrolled. So that's a big jump for us, being kind of a smaller middle school compared to the Bend schools. When I got there, there's a lot of behavior issues going on and our referrals have been down the last 3 years. So we're seeing an improvement in behavior and things like that. Our daily attendance rate is gone up as well. A little low for a little bit, but we're slowly creeping away at it. So that increased, you know, and then also we've had a little bit of academic growth, just on some test scores and things like that. So those are some of the positive changes that we've seen, you know, and I think that a few things to that is, like I said, our staff is just great. They love kids. They love working with kids. They're committed. They've done a good job at supporting students, and they're fully committed to their jobs. So they're fantastic. So it's been good to see some growth since the first year I got there in 2022 to get to where we are now. I feel like we're heading in the right direction. So.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to Brian Berringer. He's the principal of Lapine Middle School. Some of the successes that you've had, some have claimed that the Wayfinder curriculum has been instrumental in helping those along. Is that something that you brought with you? How did that come about, and what is it?
So it's a advisory curriculum. It's something that our middle schools are doing, or, you know, a lot of our grade levels across the board, but our middle school's really invested in it across all of our middle schools. And it's something that I guess that we, as a school, we are very committed to advisory, just making sure that advisory is a staple in something that we do. And we start off every day with advisory. We call it NEST because we're the Hawks. So every student, you know, starts their day off with their advisor. They go in there on Mondays. We do, you know, connection circle or announcements just for the week. Tuesday, we do kind of like a school lesson or an expectation of, like, whether it be, you know, hallway behavior or bathroom use or facilities, whatnot. And then Wednesdays we do our Wayfinder lesson. Thursdays, we do grade check and like missing assignments, try to help students stay on task. And then Friday, we do a school-wide writing prompt just to work on an academic piece. And then the Wayfinder curriculum has been great. It's got different scope and sequence for all grade levels. For sixth grade, it's building connections with others and kind of self-awareness community, kind of welcoming them into our building and try to develop those skills. And then seventh grade is kind of understanding and accepting, valuing yourself, making sure that you value yourself and that you matter. And then eighth grade is understanding, valuing, and accepting others. So that's kind of like what it looks like throughout a sixth, seventh, and eighth grade time in our building. You know, and then on Wednesdays, our teachers are, you know, Wayfinder provides these lessons that help a bunch of skill building as far as finding joy, self-awareness, resiliency skills, things like that. And those students get those lessons every Wednesday. And we've got some good feedback on them as well. And we do a waypoints assessment kind of at the beginning of the year and then a post at the end and kind of see if the students have grown in some categories to see if they're feeling a little bit more comfortable, what they've learned, things like that. And the curriculum has been great. It's easy to navigate through our teachers. Darla Brandon, our assistant principal, and Jen McGee do a lot with kind of like a facilitating nest and making sure that we're in a good space. And they've done a fantastic job. But realistically, the teachers commit to it and they, implement it with fidelity and make sure that it's done because we know it's just important. We feel like it changes the culture of our building.
Can you be a little more specific about what Wayfinder consists of? Because it sounds like it's a little bit outside the normal bounds of what I would think of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, it's just a little different. It's more social and emotional skills. So they'll get into like a lesson on how to take feedback, like how they accept it or whatnot, or if you have a different view of somebody else, how you view them, how you expect, how you accept them of who they are, kind of working through things like that. It also, also helps focus on positives as well of like where we find joy in school and like what makes us happy, things like that. So it kind of just focuses kind of on, more skill building as a person than it is actually like academic side, of like working on oneself, things like that. And that's kind of the purpose of Advisor Wayfinder. So
is it kind of mandatory for all students? They all go through this?
We make sure that the lessons are delivered weekly. So
hard to argue with the results though, because you've had good positive results from it.
It's been good, like I said, on top of, staff doing a good job, the staff being bought in on what we believe in and things like that, I think the Wayfinder just gives you that set in stone time period for students to get some of that skill building, which Wayfinder creates instead of, just strictly doing academics all day, every day or whatnot. And just, in math, you're going to do math, science, you're going to do science, reading, but making sure that we have that set in stone like period of that students are going to receive these types of lessons on skill building, working on the whole child, not just the academic side. I think that creates, another tool for students to have with them. So then they can be open to having more academic instruction if they're in a space to receive it, if they are having some issues with other students or things going on at home, these skills can help them work through those things and get into a better space to where they're feeling good about, being in a math class and, working on algebra and science and writing and things like that. So it's been good for us.
All right. Well, yeah. Parents want to find out more about it. So what can they do?
They can look on our website. It talks about Wayfinder. Wayfinder is a pretty big, thing, kind of across the nation. And that was kind of one of the things that we had got. We actually had won the North Star Award, which is a national award, which we were super proud of just because we had spent so much dedication and time on advisory and in Wayfinder, and staff committed to it, students committed to it. So getting that kind of recognition was really big for our school. I think that, just knowing that we're getting some recognition for that as a building is a positive thing for us, knowing that we've committed to it. We've seen some growth, you know, it's we feel like we're headed in the right direction. Things will never be perfect in middle school. even any school you go to, you know, it's hard to say that things are running exactly how you want them to. Things are going perfect, you know, but to see some of the progress that we've made with some of the things that I mentioned, it's very positive. I'm very proud of our staff and our students. So,
Brian Berenger, principal, Lapi Middle School. Brian, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Frank.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.